At one time, materialist explanations of religion and spirituality were at least worth considering. For example, Sigmund Freud argued that childhood memories of a father figure led religious people to believe in God. Freud's explanation failed because Christianity is the only major religion that emphasizes the fatherhood of God. But his idea, while wrong, was not ridiculous. Relationships with fathers, happy or otherwise, are complex human experiences, with some analogies to religion. Similarly, anthropologist J.G. Frazier thought that modern religions grew out of primal fertility cults and were only later spiritualized. Actually, the evidence points more clearly to spiritual experiences as the source of later religious beliefs and rituals. Still, Frazier's idea was far from trivial. It derived from a long and deep acquaintance with ancient belief systems. But recently, materialistic explanations of religion and spirituality have gotten out of hand. Influenced by this materialistic prejudice, popular media jump at stories about the violence gene, the fat gene, the monogamy gene, the infidelity gene, and now, even a God gene. The argument goes like this. Evolutionary psychologists attempt to explain human spirituality and belief in God by insisting that cave dwellers in the remote past who believed in a supernatural reality were more likely to pass on their genes than cave dwellers who didn't. Progress in genetics and neuroscience has encouraged some to look quite seriously for such a God gene, or else a God spot, module, factor, or switch in the human brain. By the time the amazing God Helmet, a snowmobile helmet modified with solenoids that purportedly could stimulate subjects to experience God in Sudbury, Canada, became a magnet for scientific journalists in the 1990s, the decade of the brain, materialism was just about passing beyond parody. Nonetheless, materialists continue to search for a God switch. Such comic diversions aside, there is no escaping the non-materialism of the human brain. Essentially, there is no God switch. As the studies with the Carmelite nuns have demonstrated, and this book will detail, spiritual experiences are complex experiences, like our experiences of human relationships. They leave signatures in many parts of the brain. That fact is consistent with, though it does not by itself demonstrate, the notion that the experiencer contacts a reality outside herself. The fact is, materialism is stalled. It neither has any useful hypotheses for the human mind or spiritual experiences, nor comes close to developing any. Just beyond lies a great realm that cannot even be entered via materialism, let alone explored. But the good news is that, in the absence of materialism, there are hopeful signs that spirituality can indeed be entered and explored with modern neuroscience.